this is Gary Moore speaking.
Hello, Junior, this is Jimmy.
Jimmy Durante, where are you?
At my girl's house, and it's awful. When I left for New York 2 weeks ago, she weighed 150 pounds. Now she weighs 200.
You mean she's gained 50 pounds in the interim?
Yes, and on the outer rim, too.
Camel Cigarettes present Jimmy Durante and Gary Moore. Yes, it's the Friday Night Camel Show. Gary Moore, Jimmy Durante, Roy Boggy and his orchestra, and yours truly, Howard Petrie. Brought to you by Camel, the cigarette that's first in the service according to actual sales records. See if your throat and your taste don't make Camel a first with you, too. Find out for yourself. And now, friends, it's my privilege to introduce the sweetest, kindest, most generous man I know. I've said that for many Christmases past, and I say it now for the present. Oh, well, skip it. Here he is, Gary Moore.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, my friends. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. May I be the first to wish you a very happy eve before the eve before the eve before Christmas. And by the way, Howard, I want to thank you for that nice heating pad you gave me.
Oh, Gary, that wasn't a heating pad. That was an electric toaster.
Electric toaster? No wonder I kept popping out of bed all night. Tomorrow night, I'd better butter myself. Now, believe me, Howard, you know, Christmas shopping is a problem this year. For instance, I couldn't think of a thing to give to Betty Grable. After all, she's got so much already, and like I say, I couldn't think of anything she needed, so I walked around and looked in all the windows.
Well, what was the result?
Harry James came out and said, quit looking in our windows. I was so embarrassed, I almost dropped my periscope.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Bing Crosby, if you're listening in, you better start saving your money.
Oh, hello, Jimmy.
Hello, Junior.
Merry Christmas, Jimmy.
Merry Christmas, Junior. Some lousy necktie you gave me.
Well, Jimmy, what have you been doing all week? Christmas shopping?
Christmas shopping? Anybody who hasn't done their Christmas shopping before now has nothing above their ears.
Well?
Just call me Flat Top.
I shall, Jimmy. You know, I have a little present for you. It's an electric train. Here, I'll show you how it runs. Isn't that swell? Jimmy, what happened?
What happened? I thought I saw an empty seat. But, Junior,
yeah?
Thanks for the present, and I didn't forget you. I bought you a nice bottle of Oldie Clooney. In fact, I'm wearing some of it now.
Yes, it's fetching. What's the name of it?
10 Nights in a Drainage Canal.
10 Nights in a Drainage Canal? What did you have to spend to get it?
10 Nights in a Drainage Canal.
That's very lovely, Jimmy. I think maybe a better name for it would be Fleur de Sewer.
Let that laugh be your Christmas present, Mr. Moore.
You're getting awfully small presents this year. But tell me, Jimmy, did you get a present for your girlfriend, Elsie Pepperpool?
Yes, I got Elsie an electric razor and some shaving lotion.
A razor and shaving lotion for Elsie?
Yes, Junior. I gave her something I can use because every year she gives the presents back to me. You know, I looked awful silly last year wearing those pink lace panties.
I love that kind of carried on.
But that is neither Lionel, Barry, nor Moore. Last night I received an invitation to a special showing of my new MGM picture, Music for Millions.
Oh, yes.
And Junior, what a picture, what a cast. The stars of the picture were Margaret O'Brien, Herman Schwartz, Jose Itoby, Herman Schwartz, June Allison, Herman Schwartz, Jimmy Durante, and Herman Schwartz.
Wait a minute, Jimmy. Where does Herman Schwartz fit in the picture?
The film was developed in his drugstore. Now who will be with you when I'm far away?
Yeah.
When where? Let me hear that high note, maestro. What a note.
A cheerful note, Mr. Durante.
A yuletide note, Mr. Moore.
And, Jimmy, if I had the proper refreshments in the store, I'd invite the entire cast up to my house for Christmas dinner.
Well, don't let that stop you, Gary. I'll bring a bottle of champagne.
Well, I'll bring a bottle of sparkling burgundy.
And as for me, I'll bring a bottle of Sauternes.
Well, Jimmy, what'll you bring?
I'll bring a bottle opener.
And, friends, before we leave you, Jimmy and I and the whole gang want to send to each one of you our warmest wishes at this Christmas time.
May we join you in the hope that next Christmas we'll find our family circles together once more. Let our hearts be full of hope and our stockings full of war bonds.
That's my boy who said that.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Durante.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.